Good morning, 461. So I thought I'd check in and talk to you about the end of the term and where we're at and what we need to get done. So I think there's two major matters to talk about. The first is the exam. So we're not going to be able to do the MFT, or we're just not going to do the MFT. So to give you some reasoning why I think we use the MFT is I think we like to see that there's a good breadth of knowledge from our program, that we've covered a lot of different subjects, and you can see that if you do well in the MFT. And I think we also try to compare our program versus the average program in the US. So that's a good thing about it as well. We can't do that. We can't compare you versus other programs when we don't have the MFT. So that's kind of out the window. So I'd like to explore the kind of breadth of knowledge and have an exam that could examine that in a way. So 461 is an interesting class. There's this MFT part that we do. There is the presentation stuff that we do, and then there is the software engineering. I could really try to test y'all on software engineering and make you try to put together some sort of a project or something. I think y'all have been doing a lot of that with the big project, and that was the idea of the big project, is to kind of have to follow along and those principles and practices. So I'm not gonna to lean on that on the exam. So that leaves us the presentation, but I would like to somehow incorporate the breadth of computer science, which is something that we talk about in 461 as well. So what I'm going to do for your exam is that you will have a presentation. You will make a presentation, i.e. the slides, just the materials. You're not going to have to give it, just the materials for a presentation. That will be due at the end of the final exam period, which is at 5:30 on May the 5th. All right, so that's the end of that. It'll be a Canvas link, and you'll be able to submit it whenever you get done. You're able to submit it, but it's due May 5th at 5:30. Definitely due then. That should be in a PDF form, not a. Well, you know what? Let's do it opposite. I'll let you do it in a PowerPoint form, but I kind of like the PDF. Let's do it in PDF. I take that back. Just PDF. I will put that up definitively. So we'll have it in a PDF form. You can do slides off of that. So what is the theme of the presentation? What I want you to do is I want you to go to the course catalog and look at the current degree requirements for computer science. So there are, I think, 12 core classes, and then you have to take four more elective classes on top of that. So all I want you to worry about are the CMSC classes. You do not have to worry about English 319. You don't have to worry about CMSC 283 or 483, but the other CMSC classes that you either have taken or kind of wish you had taken as you go through. So there's something like 12 total off of that. If you go to the course catalog and you click on that, you'll see the course description. So I'm just going to read you 160's course description. It's 4 credits, an introduction to problem solving and algorithmic design using object-oriented programming language. Topics include programming logic, iteration, functions, recursion, arrays, memory management, user-defined data types, abstraction, and complexity analysis. All right, that's what it says. We actually end up not covering all of that in there, but that's what it says. And then you can go through and look at any one of these. CMSC 201, the organization, design, and structure of computer systems, including both hardware and software principles. Topics include memory addressing, machine-level representations of software and data, fundamentals of logic design, and the mechanics of information transfer and control within a computer system. All right, so you're going to go through and you're going to read these. You're going to see the prereqs, and you kind of know those off the top of your head as well. What I want you to do is build a presentation for the way you would like to think of our major. So you're going to write up for every single class, the kind of 12 major classes that you have in here, or however many there are, the CMSCs under the major requirements, and then the four electives that you get to choose. And what I want you to do is I want you to come up with some projects for each one of those. All right, so basically about 4 projects. Now, for 160 and 162, that's a little bit trickier because we tend to do labs, which are every week. You can just kind of distill that down into like, hey, there are 4 projects, and in each one of those projects, these are the kind of subpoints of what we're going to cover. So you can do that. So if you were up and you're just going to make this through, and you wanted to make up, you were a professor here or whatever here, and you wanted to make this up, you could say, like, well, this is the way I'm going to cover this. And these are the projects that I'm going to be giving that are going to cover these aspects. Okay, so the hope off at the end of this is that what I should be able to do is see how a common thread, like this is what we wanted from the beginning, and you're telling the story of starting in 160 and going all the way up to senior sim. This is how the things would flow. This is how computer science would flow. This is how students would learn about computer science. So each thing is building on top of the previous ones. There's a lot of actual programming kind of design in here, or project design in here, right? You're looking at the little sub-steps. You're figuring out what needs to happen before what else. And then you're saying, like, well, this is the way we would build this and where we would introduce it and we would do it. And we kind of test it and know that you had that so we could use it down here in this other way. So it's kind of an algorithm in its in itself, and it's kind of a big project in itself. But that's what I want you to do. I want you to step through that. You can look at the course catalog description of the classes, and then you're going to be able to say, operating systems is, it's got how do you implement them in the core OS, how do you cover all of these topics, right? So part of the reason that class is so hard is that you have to apply them to the implementation of a core OS components, which is tough. So work your way through that. So your presentation is going to need to be, I don't know, it's going to probably be 30 slides long or something in that standpoint. So probably about 30 minutes or something along those lines. You don't have to give this. You're just making it up, all right? So what you're going to be doing is for every class, you're going to be outlining what they're going to really be learning, and then outlining the four or five projects that you would be giving, and how each one of those projects is building on the previous things and how it's preparing people for the next things at the end of it. So what I would like at the end of this is these presentations, and I would like to be able to give them to all three of us and look at it, all three of the professors, and be able to say, hey, this is what students think about it, and this is kind of what they wish they were getting from 162. This is what they wish they were getting on 201, because they feel like this thing would really emphasize this other thing. And so from y'all's standpoint, it's providing some feedback, which is one of the things that the MFT does. And it's demonstrating the fact that you have good breadth of understanding of what actually is taking place in each one of these classes and how it fits in overall in computer science. So I'm certainly that there will be some questions off of that. But like I said, it's probably going to be, you might be able to do it in 15 slides. But I think you're probably going to want about two slides for every class. But I don't know, somewhere in that range. You do a good job. The way I'm going to grade this is for those 12 basic classes, each one is going to be worth 3 points. So you kind of have got it perfectly right, missed something, 3, 2, 1, 0. So you kind of have a range in there. And then there's going to be some points that are at the end of the fact that whether your presentation actually was there and did it do everything it was supposed to. And then a good little clip, I think 6 points out of 45 are going to be on, are you telling this overall theme, this running theme through the entire thing, and are you telling a story about computer science and how you would build and teach computer science from the beginning to the end? All right, so that's the idea off of it. Due May 5th. You can hand it in earlier if you finish it up earlier. I encourage you to work on this just a little bit at a time, and it'll go really fast. Pull out a couple of the classes, look at it, think back through, and be like, oh yeah, I like that project. You like 262s. Database project, then put it in. I would do a database project similar to the 262 database project, and it would teach these things for these reasons. That's 100% fine. You don't have to invent all of these off the top of your head, but maybe they're projects that you wish you had done in different places. All right, so that's one thing. That's a lot of me talking, but that's one thing. Second thing is our projects, our big projects. So I think technically our big projects are due on Wednesday night at 11:59, and I'll put that in. You may keep working on them. So until you present them. So I've gone around and around on how to do this. I would like to take the exam period on May 5th from 3 to 5:30. That is our exam period. And I would like to have a big Zoom conferencing meeting and each group get a chance to demo their projects. Now, if this isn't going to work, we need to know. And then we'll try to work this out in a slightly different way. I could do demoing of projects individually. I could have y'all record your demo of your project, although usually it's better to be able to do this live, because you can kind of like, we can ask you to do things and you can demonstrate things. So I would like to do that. I don't think we can get this effectively without doing it. and having that. I'm not going to make you do a formal presentation to go along with it, but I would like you to do the demo, and I would like to be able to ask you questions. The other thing I would like to do is make those projects available to the other groups so they can be able to get it and look at it and work on it and kind of just look through and see. And so I really kind of like this 3 to 5:30 exam time period to do those demos and to do the looking overs. And so that would kind of be where I would like to do. I will post a quiz in which you will be asked if this is going to work out, and if not, you're going to need to, we'll kind of cycle through this over and over. So I will post a quiz on Canvas. It will be graded, so you need to submit something to it, and you can check off whether that time period is going to work or not work, and if we can make this go. Like I said, I think technically, formally, the projects are due on this Wednesday. There's a wink, wink, and nudge, nudge in the sense that if you're finishing stuff up and trying to get it done and taken care of, they'll be ready to go for whenever we can demo them. So I would like to do those two things for people to be able to get on it and be like, oh, did they fix that thing that we noticed wrong earlier? And then for y'all to just be able to demo it. In addition to that, there will be a final project kind of summary that you will have to complete, and so that will come up as well, and so y'all will need to talk about that, and that'll be done individually and posted. All right, so I think those are the two major things. One other minor thing, so there'll be a second quiz that's posted, and that second quiz is going to be on your thoughts about graduation and coming back and your plans. If you're planning on graduating, i.e. walking, and that's going to be in October at the current moment, the interest level slash how y'all would be when you could come in and the interest level in doing the fact of you coming back and walking, and if you would be interested in having some sort of either CMSC or CMSC slash math gathering, I'd like to get some information to be able to pass that on to the department. In particular, we didn't do the senior send-off like we normally do this year because we weren't here. Maybe we could put something together for around graduation, or you know, doing something else, whether that's hosted at my house or whether that's hosted at Dr. Lunsford's house or whatever. I'd like to get your feedback in on that, and the times that you were planning on coming in. So I know it's a long way out to think about your plans, but I think it would be a good time to be able to work that through. All right, so I will have a couple of quizzes out for you on Wednesday. I will have the project requirements by Wednesday. I'll have those project requirements posted in Canvas. There will be an individual portion to what you have to talk about with your project, and that will be put in, and you can submit that. And then the quiz that will be taking place on when we can do our demo and get together for our demoing off of that. We don't have to have everyone. If the vast majority of people are there, we can do it. I know we've got people in different time zones and so forth. So, but I would like to try to get everybody in there. And then your exam and what's required of your exam. And that will be in a write-up as well. I didn't want to post that until I had told you. So there you go. I think that's it. If you got questions, you can ask me in Slack or you can send me an email, and that should be taken care of. Remember, your final exam is worth 15% of your grades. For some people, that's going to be the difference between getting a D and getting a C, i.e. getting credit for the class and not. That usually is the way this goes. So do a good job. That's why I'm giving you over a week to work on it, so you can have a really good job, and you can get all 15% off of that, and then it just come down to the final project. All right. I'll talk to you again. I'm looking forward to your feedback.